This recording, Madagascar 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district. But she was very happy to start a new job at the super private North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That was much nearer for her and more to like her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a flea jacket, picked up her kit and headed for. She got there. There was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a cat. It was sentimental. So this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the witchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. Mary Harrison kept calling, "Coma, coma," which Sarah thought was an odd word chose for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had different ideas. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her paw, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Sarah had managed to bath the goose. She whipped her off with a cloth. Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'm originally from Madagascar. I was born in a small city which is called close to the city Antsirabe. I took English class at the secondary school in Madagascar. We had English class just starting the 2 hours per week. And that during 2 years. And when I got to the high school, I still had some English classes, but just once a week. After I got my bachelor degree, I went to the University of Antananarivo, which is the capital of Madagascar. And at the university, I didn't have any more English class. So my English training was a little bit stopped there for that moment until I got my graduate degree from the university, which is called GEA, which stands Diplôme d'études approfondies. After that, I started to do my field research with some English-speaking people, And so I was involved within the conservation organization in my country, the WWF, and I followed the English training at the American Center over there for 3 months, and I applied for fellowship to come to the state and to study on birds. So I got a fellowship from the American Museum of Natural History in New York City, and I did my master's degree there, Biodiversity of Birds of Madagascar. After I got my master, I decided to continue my study. And one professor here at UMass just asked me at that time if I wanted to come to Massachusetts. So I said, yes, I would like to. So I applied to come to the University of Massachusetts, and I was accepted. And so since then, I have been working on my PhD. Madagascar is a big country. There are 18 ethnic groups, and all the ethnic groups have different, some dialect. But we in Madagascar, it's not like in Africa, in the mainland Africa, that country cannot understand the other country. But in Madagascar, we understand, we can communicate to each other, no matter where we are from or what dialect you are using. So there is some connection, some binding among the Malagasy people. That time, that was the colonization period, and during that time, the French kind of dominated Madagascar, the whole country. And the main language used during that time was French. And even today, we use more Malagasy at different administration offices today. But before, we only use French as the principal language. I speak Malagasy. We always say Malagasy as the language from Madagascar. We don't really distinguish the dialect of Madagascar. And Malagasy is the language that we all use. We consider all the dialects like one, because we can understand each other with that. And I speak also French and English. Indumisi, Mistantara Wano, Isara Peridia, Veterinaire, Zai Nyasa Isanadom, Turana Fita Zana Bib, Anakraine, Turana, Arindai, Diandus Nanumkaniasa, Nanumkaniasan for vote on, and the Turana, Manukan, or Varatini, Lalan, Atsunavi Duke. In French, voici une histoire pour vous. Sarah Perry est un vétérinaire Sarah Perry est un vétérinaire. Et elle a juste commencé son travail dans un parc zoologique privé. Et elle est très habile pour pour commencer son travail à, dans la place à côté de la rue Nord-Duc.